Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. We are coming to you live from, well, Cleveland, Ohio at the moment, in the garage, which is my studio. So, intense ride this past week. I love being able to catch up with you guys every week, and vice versa. So again, go ahead and call in. We can catch up, talk, chat, like I said before, and post it out in many, many, many bulletins. Call in, get a reading, talk, come out of the closet, whatever the hell you want. Just give us a call. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to set the mood. We're going to play a little song. I know you can't hear it too well, but if you know me, then you know that I love Lady Gaga.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. First time calling in to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to discuss? Anything on your mind, or would you like just a normal little reading?
A normal reading would be good. Nothing currently on the mind of much concern. Just glad the weekend's almost here.
All right. Well, that's cool. Actually, now would I be able to just put you on hold and then pick up your reading after, like in a couple minutes? I want to get some things out there and then start the readings after 11:11. Does that sound all right?
Good. That sounds
all right,
fine.
I'm gonna put you on hold. So go ahead and just stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. Great. Glad to see that people are excited to get a reading. Again, remember, if you do want a reading, go ahead and call. If you can't see the number, it's 646-727-2870. And again, just to call and talk, get a reading, or, you know, whatever you feel. It's all up to you. And, of course, me if I put you through. So what I would like to talk about is ironic coincidences. There seems to be many happening all the time. Except, you know, if you don't believe in coincidences or if you don't believe in irony either, which is ironic in itself, I think. What a pun. What a pun. Am I right? Am I right? Come on. So, yeah. What I want to do real quick is I want to put you into a state of mind, okay? I did this the other day, and it was a really cool, really, really, really cool train here. Now, what I want you to do simply... just listen to my instruction, okay? Clear your mind and focus. All you need to do is just focus on my words at this moment. It won't take more than 3 minutes, so just go ahead and jump on. Listen. Follow the train of thought. You will comprehend success upon completion. Expansive. Fractal disposition. Dimension, miracle, sunlight, growth, tower, strong, courage, attitude, believe, become, cherish, value, ego, concentration, calibration, release, reclosure, open, love, feel, enjoy, enlighten, reflect, repeat, and release. Great. I hope you guys definitely caught that train of thoughts. What it's trying to provoke here is sort of certain mental position, if you will, so that way we can kind of, again, get on the same brainwave and make sure we're all flowing here together. With that being said, I would like to remind you, in a couple of minutes, we will be shouting out our wishes at 11:11. So go ahead and start thinking about your wish. Think about something really good, something that you've been either dying to have, somebody that you've been dying to meet, absolutely anything. And what I want to do is, well, I'm going to play a song for you. And while we're doing our little wishes, because it's just oh so appropriate. I know. Well, you'll see. So I'm thinking some of my wishes may be about people, places, things. I mean, there's not too many physical things that I want besides, like, that always that kind of want for a relationship. But I don't even want one anymore. I don't think I'm even in the position to have one. Who knows? Honestly, I'm just going with the flow. And getting my own advice from other people on Blog Talk Radio, I listen to a bunch of their shows. Again, I highly, highly encourage you guys to go out there and interact with these people on Blog Talk. They are some magnificent people. They're really great. They really do care about you. And, like, even if they don't even know who you are, it's just that random kind of sporadic moment, that instance, that you two even recognize that you exist on the same plane. It's pretty phenomenal. and the fact that, you know, they can kind of read your mind, that kind of gives it away. So I think a lot of other people would enjoy that as well. Again, I encourage you, highly, highly, highly encourage you, take a listen. And now, again, hope you're keeping up your wishes. We have 1 minute till wish time. So keep thinking. Make sure it's a really good one. And if you want, put it in the chat room so that everybody else can see it. You know how they always say, don't tell your wishes to anyone? Well, that's why they don't come true. You have to reaffirm it. You have to use your voice. You have to put it out there. You have to put it in physical terms so that you recognize it, and everybody else does too. And that way it'll become consciously recognizable, and you'll receive it consciously. So again, if you put it in the chat room, anything. Anything. Wait, which time is right? Oh, okay. There we go. Happy 11-11, everybody. I love you very much. Happy wishes, everybody. I see that we've got some going on. We don't wish for Ian. met his moon. Aw, that's very nice to hear. Hawk wishes to reclaim self-love and self-worth. Infinite love and gratitude to you, Hawk. And I wish for the one that I desire to come and be my knight in shining armor. Finally, well, ironically enough, National Come Out of the Closet Day is in like 3 days. So we'll just leave it at that, because I know you know what I'm talking about. All right, so now immediately we're going to go to the phones, but we will be doing joined readings. We have two readers here, and I'm just waiting for Kevin to raise his little hand so we can patch him through, and we can start the readings. So whenever you're ready, Kevin, go ahead. Unless I'm just going to put you on the air. If you're even listening. Hello? Well, okay. Whenever Kevin decides to come through, he'll throw up. All right, we're going to go back to 716. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hi. Hey, Don.
How'd you like your little wishy time?
It was good. I'm actually Hawk on the chat site, actually. I recently had a fun little breakup with the person I thought I loved, and they dumped me via text message. So I've constantly for the past month been all how worthless I am, and so I'm feeling like now is the time to move on. And
it's definitely a time to move on. Definitely changes. You're not worthless. Don't ever say that, honey. You are absolutely beautiful, and there's no reason why nobody shouldn't tell you that every day. Every day.
Thank you.
And you know what? You need to tell yourself that, too.
Yeah,
you gotta find that within yourself. It's, like, buried, definitely buried in there. But once it comes out, man, you'll see that smile just fucking, I mean, just creep upon your face, and it just bursts out. So would you like a reading?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, would you like, I think, I've been giving people the option to do a couple days in advance or just the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. I think they're working out really well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, would you like a reading for the next couple of days or the next 24 hours?
Next couple of days sounds good. And I think tomorrow's going to be a pretty not much going on day.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to do a 9-card layout for you, okay? And what I need you to do is whenever you're ready, you need to count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So whenever you're ready, start at number 1, okay?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
All right. Perfect. Now we're going to do the revealing. Oh, my gosh. You have such a good fortune. Okay. First card, you have the Sun, the Rider, the Shamrock, the Whip, the Heart, the Garden, the Mountain, the Book, and the House. Now, what I immediately see is love, matters of the heart. Okay. It's next to the Whip, which there have definitely been some, there's been some quarrels, a little bit of maybe back and forth, arguing between people, possibly just because of the love life. I also see maybe some sort of place, some sort of meetup place. There's something predominant about somewhere where love has been flourishing and matters of the heart. There's something going on with this place. Let's go to the top row. You have the Sun, the Rider, and the Shamrock. Now, the Sun is absolutely beautiful. It's a very positive card, and it reflects well upon all of your others. And you can't take the meaning without all the other cards around it. So the cards around the Sun are the Rider and the Whip. The Sun is going to overcome all of these strife and quarrels, all these problems, since it's next to the Whip. But with this top row, we have the Sun and the Rider. You're going to almost have, like, a knight in shining armor. How ironic. Bring you some really good news. It's going to bring you lots of luck, like, especially after a period of uncertainty and unluckiness. So definitely look forward to that. Now, here's the middle row again. We have the Whip, the Heart, and the Garden. Now, like I said, there have been some fights or something between you and some love relationship. But your heart is your main focus, and you need to follow your heart. It's going to lead you to absolutely wonderful places. I can see this. What we have is we have the Heart, the Garden, and then the Mountain, starting at the bottom row. And the Mountain suggests big events, some things that are very big in nature. They're something that is definitely going to take your attention. Now, with the Mountain next to the Book, this suggests, okay, the Book is closed. So that still suggests you have some research to do on your own part. Something, you have some learning to do, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's next to the House, so I'm feeling it's going to be matters of the home. But then again, you know that old saying, home is where the heart is?
Mm.
I feel that you're going to be able to find your own heart again. That's what I feel. And you're going to feel home. And think about that. That's only in the next few days. So it's not even that far away.
True, true.
You just got to keep on the bright side. Let the sun just shine through. It's here. It's right here in front of you. I promise. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful. So how do you feel about that?
Feels good. It definitely feels good.
Yeah. Hey, it's always nice to know that things are on the up and up. Trust me, these are all positive. The only quote-unquote bad card would be the whip, and it's surrounded by all positive cards, which enforces extremely high positivity for you. So you just definitely need to remember to stay positive and look in the mirror and smile. That's all you got to do, I promise.
Fair enough, I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about tonight?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Well, make sure you keep listening as we'll be talking more. And if you have any other further questions, just go ahead and press 1 and I'd be glad to transfer you through.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that was a great call. Now we're going to go to the next caller, area code 956. Hello, caller.
Hey, Brendan, this is Ian.
Hey, Ian, how you doing?
I had to call. You and Kevin, honestly, last week was the first time ever, like I said. And it was so mesmerizing how from Thursday to Saturday, every single thing that you guys said happened.
Wow.
And I couldn't... Honestly, I was beside myself because when I met this person, it happened on Friday, and Saturday we met in person, and it was just, you guys came to mind.
That's so wonderful.
It is, and I had to call back, and I said I would call back. I was, honestly, last Thursday, I heard Kevin, I heard you, and I was like, okay, yes, whatever. I mean, no, not in that sense, but it was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
But everything developed just the way you guys read it, and I had to call back and say thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Ian. I'm so glad that we could help. Like, that's exactly what we're here for, and that's what we're trying to do, and I'm glad. Well, that's definitely
awesome. And I told him about it, and we went back and went to the archive, and I let him hear it. and he said, you're kidding. I'm like, no, this is not made up. This is exactly what I asked and how I called. And now he's...
Oh, my goodness. That is
thank
so
you,
wonderful.
Thank you so much. And honestly, I would just like to get a reading. It's Thursday. I would like to get another 3-day reading, if possible.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely fine. I would love that. And you know what? Again, I just want to thank you for calling in because that... helps me so much. That helps me a lot.
That website you sent me with being born in London and everything, it helped.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. It was, like, amazing.
Well, I'm glad. It definitely, people are being awakened to this. They're getting opened, and, you know, people check their horoscopes every now and then, but it's like they don't even know what it means, and how can you follow something that you don't even understand? And that's why... trying to get out there, and I'm glad that I could help you understand a little bit more about, you know, yourself and, like, the outer limits of yourself, because there's more to them than what you just see. There's this whole big, giant thing that physical reality keeps us blinded from, and you're just beginning to tap into that, and it's absolutely wonderful.
I am so glad. Oh, I am so grateful. Here I am in southern Texas, and... you're, like, way up there, but somehow, honestly, everything that you said last week connected, and it just came true. It's amazing, honestly. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad I could help. All right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a 9-card reading, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 9, and every time you say a number, I will pick a card for you. So whenever you're ready, begin at number one.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Okay.
Absolutely perfect.
All right, we're going to do the reveal. We have the moon, the key, the dog, the garden, the shamrock, the envelope, the mouse, the bear, and the man. All right, now what I immediately see is luck. Luck, luck, luck. You are definitely into a wonderful period right now where everything that happens to you is just, it's just lucky. It just feels like, you know, you just got so lucky. And what I would like to point out to you is that you do create your own luck. And I feel that you have created each and every one of your own readings, and that's why they have resonated so well with you. Now, let's go to the top row. We have the moon, the key, and the dog. Now, the moon is very beautiful, and it suggests new ideas or new invitations. And next to the key, that is a very, very good term. These new ideas are going to unlock some great success with you. And it's going to be in the form of friendship. And since it's next to the dog is very loyal and relates to very loyal and close friends, friends that you trust, people that you trust. The next row is the garden, the shamrock, and the envelopes. Now, there's like a meeting place. Now, the garden is a very interesting card. It always suggests a gathering place where people can meet freely in public. And usually in like olden days, they used to meet at the garden, and they used to, you know, have their little PDA where it was acceptable back in the old times, but only in the garden. So that's why sometimes it refers to romantic matters, but not entirely. It's just things that you love and, you know, represents your heart and following your heart. And next to the shamrock is, oh, absolute wonderful luck. It seems that there was a spell of unluckiness, but now you are being looked after as if by magic and all of your problems are taken care of. So put away any worries that you have about money or, you know, places, people. Just put away all that worry and enjoy it because you definitely deserve it and you're definitely in for an awesome ride. You're going to get this realization in some form of message. You're going to receive a message. I'm not sure. I think it may be from a man, but I'm not entirely positive. Just keep a lookout for it. The last row is the mouse, the bear, and the man. Now, the mouse isn't always good. It usually suggests like a robber mouse, somebody that's like eating away at you or something. But it also could mean, you know, that you need to, it could be that you are either too shy or someone around you is shy, and that you need to open up. It's next to the bear, which is a very friendly bear, very friendly and strong. He's strong, powerful, and inviting. And I feel
the bear does not mean problems.
No. The bear does not mean problems. You only have one quote-unquote bad card, which is the mouse, but it's surrounded, again, by all other positive cards. So it completely diminishes the negative effects to that card. And especially next to this bear, because the bear is very strong, very strong person. And it also suggests something big, something pretty big. So be on the lookout for that. You're going to receive this message. And again, look out for those keys to success. You know, hang out, brainstorm with friends, enjoy the beauty of this past full moon. It was absolutely wonderful. It was radiating through everyone, and oh, I could certainly feel its powerful effects. It was transforming and helping people along. And a lot of us are on the same boat. You just got to know where they are and how to find them.
Oh,
or is
okay.
It... Go ahead.
No. Everything. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. I'm glad. Hopefully that it turns out just as well as last week's did.
I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I'm basing everything that's happening on what you and Kevin told me last week and what you just told me today. It's
well,
happening, and it's. Thank you. I can't thank you enough.
Absolutely. No, it's so great. Infinite love and gratitude to you. You absolutely deserve it. And I think that you are on a brilliant path. And I'm glad that you're here sharing this with us. So please just come back, and we are so happy to hear your success stories because that's exactly what I see here. So you better call next week and tell us what's going on.
I'm actually planning a trip up to Ohio. Is it where you're at?
Yeah.
Go and make a live appearance. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I don't know. I can't work. But no, really. I'm here, and thank you so much for everything, Brendan.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about tonight?
Honestly, you know, it caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting anything after Thursday. For me, Friday was a typical Friday. And Kevin reading his cards and, you know, you guys explaining to me about the moon and the sun, which I was like, no idea what was, you know.
Yeah.
It happened.
It does, and you got to take those. You got to take those little notices. You got to take those signs, and that's when you start. I cannot encourage enough that you do your own form of consciousness expanding, if you will, and, you know, open your mind, broaden your horizons, and when you do it through your own godlike person abilities and divine self, you will find that there is nothing more beautiful.
That's what it is. He's coming over on Saturday, and we're doing the second hanging out bit kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told him I can't during the week, and he said, no, I don't want to. I'd rather it be the right time. And, I mean, he's so understanding and, oh, I mean, seriously.
Well, that's wonderful. You sound so happy. I can even hear it in your voice. It's so wonderful.
Well, I'll let you get back to the other callers. And I just wanted to say thank you again and again and again.
Infinite love and gratitude to you, Ian. Thank you so much for calling in. I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, I'll be in the show, and, well, take it. It's yours. People, if you're listening, call Brendan. Seriously, he knows what he's talking about. Do it.
Well, thank you, Ian.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
That was a wonderful call. Ian, you are such a wonderful person. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Infinite love and gratitude to you. You have definitely opened up some new things. I see it. I feel it. And hopefully others recognize it as well, as that's what we're trying to help others do. And I also wanted to mention a really good, awesome thing about Blog Talk Radio is that every show is archived. So when you do get a reading, you can actually download it to your iTunes or just click on the website and listen to the reading over. And you can see, just in case you forgot something, you wanted to hear it again, you know, you just want to hear that physical that affirmation, go ahead and download it. Put it on your iTunes and listen to it whenever you want. Oh, look who finally decides to raise their hand. Hello.
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 Hello, darling.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing well, darling.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Oh my gosh, no. You are ridiculous.
Hold on.
Okay, what's up,
Holding.
Brandon?
Well, hello, Tony.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hold on, no. Okay, so we have a special treat for all the little boys and girls that are out there this evening.
Yes, that Reba is doing.
Yes, we have.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have readings by Reba, and they are
readings
very,
by Reba.
Readings by Reba, and they are very good, legit readings that we're gonna have a good time doing this evening.
Oh, okay. Well, do I get one?
If you would like, yes, you can have one.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want one.
We are only doing 4 different kinds of readings this evening.
Only 4?
Yes. Well, there's only 4 that they can choose from.
Well, that I...
And what are they?
They are the 3-card past, present, future, the 6-card past, present, future. Of course, we're going to have to, because everybody's going to want to know about it, we're going to have to do the relationship one because there is a special one just for that. And then fold vision.
Mm.
So these are the 4 that they get to choose from.
Wait, what's that last one?
A 4-fold vision.
And what is that?
It's a reading that has to deal with 5 cards.
Oh, well, I want one of those.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pass you back to Miss Reba because this is the reading by Miss Reba. So,
alrighty.
Well, first, I'm going to ask you, before I do this, I'm going to ask you what your question for your reading is.
Okay. Now, I gotta think about this.
Yes.
Hmm.
Let everybody know that they have to think of the question that they would like to ask.
All right, everybody. If you're going to comment on a reading from Reba, go ahead and pick that question out. I think you can find something that resonates well with you, especially during this past week. So if you're calling in, please be prepared. We much appreciate it, and it helps things go a lot smoother. All right. Now, with that being said, I have to think of my question. What's been going on in the life of Brandon?
How's
what
work?
What hasn't?
I know my work sucks. No, my work.
Really?
My work fucking sucks.
I've been working at Dollar General for 4 weeks now, and I'm already being promoted to assistant manager.
Okay,
so,
no, okay. Do you know what my job is, Brandon?
No, I do not.
Okay, for all the little boys and girls, and I'll let you know, too. I am the Little Caesars guy on the corner of Andrews Road and Lakeshore in Menor on the Lake.
Are you really?
I am.
Well, that's always fun. Hey, weren't you that rabbit guy at the corner of my street?
No, I was a squirrel.
A squirrel, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I was a squirrel.
That's so funny. Why don't you have that job anymore? We were always going to come up and hug you.
Fuck that shit. I quit. I quit that bitch. No, I quit that bitch. I said, fuck that. Okay, so figure your question.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out my question.
Kind of derailed our train a little.
Okay. My question is, how do I gain lots of attention?
Okay.
How
do I gain lots of attention?
How do you spell attention?
Wow. Wow. Are you serious?
T-I-O-S.
Oh, got it.
Wait, what?
Oh, got it.
Your great Cleveland edumacation.
E-N-T-I-O-N? Okay, question mark.
Why do you have to type it?
Hey, yeah, it was. Shut up.
Well, because we have this special program on a computer.
Oh, yeah, bitches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one do I read first?
This one.
This one?
Yeah.
Do I get to click on it?
No, it should just pop up.
Well,
all right, make sure you're talking on the phone, babe.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Says, the object
being viewed. The King of Pentacles represents business, ability,
organizational status, wealth, power, control.
Gentleness and kindness. You may be concerned with money and security at the present time. This is a good time to start a new business venture or invest. Remember that a practical and
consciousness
approach at this time will pay off in the future. Okay, now this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, are you shitting on my face?
I terrible. So known as the High Priestess in some decks.
In this traditional interception represents religious authority, tradition, convention,
Orthodox
mercy and goodness. In some spreads, Hierophant can also predict an upcoming marriage. In my own study of the tarot, the Hierophant has whatever.
Okay.
Shut up.
I like the Hierophant. That's definitely one of my cards.
The Hierophant?
I see
the Hierophant as keeper of the gates of this portal. I either choose to stop here on my journey and allow others to make decisions for me or push past the Hierophant and make my way through the portal to the other side, where I am free to explore on my own the needs of my soul, in effect becoming my own high priest. Whatever. I did. How emotions are stimulated by mental vision. In the reverse position, the Knight of Pentacles would represent financial difficulties, a lack of progress, obstacles, depression, tredum, weakness, apathy, or complacency, whatever. You are not finding much to be happy about at the present time. Obviously, you are being too conservative or you are feeling uninspired. You need to try to find the joy in your life once again. Okay, next. Humanized personifies mental appearance. In this reverse position, the Ace of Pentacles would indicate that there is a problem in the future of financial venture. There is a chance of loss, possibility due to poor planning or bad investments. It can also represent greed, disconnect, miserliness, or poor decisions. There's another card.
What are you reading? Because
this one.
Miseriness.
There you go. No, there's an L in there, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. And then base mechanical physical appearance. The Chariot symbolizes the balancing of opposing or competing forces, good and evil, male and female, yin and yang. It is appearance in a spread often indicates triumph over obstacles, clear purpose, determination, willpower, self-resistance, and control of one's own destiny. Depending on the surrounding cards, it can also indicate the need for balance in your life, even in the upright position.
And in this case, I definitely do believe that balance is definitely needed.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that, Brandon?
I feel that resonated with me very well. It seems that a couple of the cards that you actually drew for me are cards that I have gotten for myself when I do a bunch of not daily readings, but like Facebook. Like on Facebook, they have a bunch of cool programs, and part of it is a tarot reading, and they give you a tarot reading.
Have my farm, bitch!
Your life.
Hey, no. I want to say this for all the little kitties on Facebook, go under groups and look for Little Caesars Men on the Lake Guitar Guy or some bullshit like that and add my group so you can hopefully get me a raise, because the more people that do it, the better chance that I will get a raise. Because I got denied.
Yeah, everybody, go out there, help Tony. Tell him exactly where to go. Send me the link or something.
I don't know the link. because some crazy woman came up to my corner and said that she wanted to take a picture of me and her son, and she did, and then she put it up on Facebook and made this group because apparently her and all her friends talk about me all the time. But
stealing my sunshine,
a whole
my
time.
Moment.
I got to vent to somebody, and why not everybody who's listening? It's not like they really know me.
There's other people that are trying to call in.
Hey, okay. I would be glad for them if they all went and showed up and added you. That's
yeah.
what they're supposed to be doing.
Go to groups under Facebook and search Little Caesars Men Are on the Lake Guitar Guy or something like that.
Something to those effects. Let's see if I can find it for you. We're
going
to Google it.
Oh.
Or if somebody will come out with a camera and YouTube me and put me on YouTube, then I'll get a dollar raise automatically. So,
really?
Yes.
Fuck you, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are trying to steal my stardom.
Oh, and I was on TV today.
Where are you recording?
Give me the phone, Tony. I hate you.
Okay, here.
Anyway.
No.
They're trying to steal my stardom.
That sounds all too familiar.
Oh, shut up.
We're going to make it a goal. We have to.
So, well, would you like a reading tonight, Miss Reba?
Sure.
Okay. Now, do you want a 24-hour or the next few days?
Oh, we'll do the next few days since I work with Jordan on Saturday night. And it's just me and him. Oh, yeah.
Cooler time.
Oh, yeah.
What in the hell was
that? Oh, you don't even want to know. You need to come up to my work and see this boy Saturday night. Oh, he is so gorgeous.
He really is, though. He's pretty cute. Like, I'll give it to the boy. He's a good looking.
Oh, I always
damn,
get the good
how
one.
You pull that
and
one.
Supposedly, Brandon, and supposedly, he's a little straight boy.
Supposedly. But
quote
he
unquote.
He's a little straight boy.
Yeah, I know a couple of those.
He don't flirt with none of the girls at work, only me.
Because most of the girls at work are ugly, other
than Sarah. Sarah and Amy are the cute ones. And the new girl's kind of cute,
hey.
But she's got a boyfriend.
Okay, but anyway.
All
right, yeah, focus. Count an increment from 1 to 9. And I will pick a card for every number
okay.
that you say. Whenever you're ready, begin with.
I know.
One.
Okay. Ready? Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
How can you handle it?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and nine.
Absolutely perfect. All right. We're going to do the reveal.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Box, the man, the envelope, the clouds, the heart, the anchor, the fish, the rider, and the Sith. Okay. Interesting reading here. The very first thing I see is matters of the heart and love.
Aren't they
always? I know. It's always with me. That always happens.
Right? Hey, you choose that to happen.
Oh, man.
We're going to go to the very first row. We have the box, the man, and the letters.
Okay.
And the box is definitely, it seems like there's somebody cunning. Somebody that's kind of tricking you in a way.
Jordan.
Definitely a man.
Vince Jordan.
And
no,
and he's going to give you some kind of message. And with this message,
he said he's going to give me a message. Is this message going to be good or bad?
It's not either. It's not bad. It's definitely not bad. But what it's going to do, it's going to make you think a lot. And it's going to, like, that's what the clouds are saying. And it's next to the heart, so you're going to be thinking a lot about where your heart really resides. And you're ultimately going to find that you are just as secure with ever because the anchor is right next to the heart. And you will be absolutely perfect and set in exactly what you're doing.
but not until after the thoughts come about. Now, this last row, we have the Fish, the Rider, and the Sith. The Fish is money, so definitely expect some money. And from there, there's going to be somebody that's literally going to bring you money. It's that knight in shining armor.
Oh, man.
What is that? It's the worth of my first.
Fuck you, Tony. No, because, okay, yeah.
And
you're basically telling me. Okay, well, okay.
So another card. And we have this last card, which is the Sith. And it symbolizes cutting free from someone or something.
A what?
Cutting free from someone or something. Something that has kept you maybe too anchored in the past, if you will. And good news will definitely cut that free.
Okay, so what I'm going to tell you is that Tony gave me a reading the other day and basically told me the same thing that you just told me about Jordan. The dude I work with. It involved him. Yeah. Yeah. And, like, because he lives out on his own in Fairport. And if,
oh, really?
You know, yeah, it all adds up.
It always does.
So, Brandon, you should.
Always.
I haven't gotten a reading in a while.
Tony wants one, honey.
Tony wants one? Okay, we'll put him on. All right, hold on.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a reading in a good while.
Oh, well, I would be happy to give you one.
Yeah, the last person that gave me a reading, it was, well, technically I got a message service, but that was like, because I got a flower, actually it was a eucalyptus leaf from John Lennon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to let you know, talk into the phone, take it off speaker or anything, and enunciate so I can hear you perfectly and so that everybody else can hear you.
All right.
There we
better?
Go. Wonderful. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm shuffling the cards here for you.
Okay.
And I need you. Now, do you want a reading for the next day or the next couple of days? Now, there's big differences in between these readings. I think people are forgetting about doing just a normal day reading because they feel that the next few days is better. Which I just wanted to throw that out there and let everybody know. But if you'd like, in the next few days, we'll be my guest.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do the next few days because of the fact that I'm going away to Columbus for this weekend to a light expo.
Okay. Well, let's see. We're going to do a 9-card reading for you then. And what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number, I will draw a card for you. And whenever you're ready, just begin with number 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Beautiful. All right. I'm going to do the reveal. We have the house, the key, the tower, the Sith, the messages, the dog, the mountain, the road, and the lily. All right.
May I ask what kind of cards these are?
These are called Titania's fortune cards. And they kind of just came to me. They literally came to me. They came from a friend, from another friend, from another friend, from another friend. You know what
I'm saying? A couple of those cards that are in that deck are similar to the cards that I had, that a friend has in a library at a store, and it's a gypsy deck, but a couple of the cards are similar.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, they definitely hold a lot of the same concepts and same symbolism, you know? They definitely reflect well with others, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, now let me tell you about your read. Now, the most predominant thing I see is receiving messages. Okay, you're going to be receiving all kinds of messages and signs coming your way. We're going to go to the first row. We have the house, the key, and the tower. Now, your main concerns seem to be matters with your home. And
with thinking about that, you're going to unlock some sort of key to success. And it could be something from the past, but it's also suggested that you are being watched over and that everything is absolutely fine. We have this next row, the Sith, the messages, and the dog. Now, again, before, the Sith usually means cutting free from someone or something. It's that instant cut. You know, the Grim Reaper uses a Sith to take his souls. So, you know, think of it in that aspect. It's like a ripping away of something. But it's not bad. It's definitely not bad. It's next to the messages. So once something has been ripped away, you will probably see these messages and signs. And it's going to come about through your friends and through the good ones, the trust ones, the loyal ones, ones that you can definitely depend on. Now, this last row, we have the mountain, the road, and the lily. The mountain is usually things from abroad. It could be something foreign, but it definitely suggests a big event. It's next to the road, and the road indicates changes. There's going to be, it's next to the lily, so there's going to be some changes in your professional life. It could be changes with a job. It could be changes with possibly your own business, depending on what you take to heart most as your quote-unquote profession. Some things are definitely going to be changing there, and you definitely need to go with them as things are big and unfolding very well for you. So how do you feel about that?
I feel pretty fucking torn about that. I ain't even gonna lie. Because I just did a reading, I want to say about a half an hour ago for myself, that told me some of the similar things, but mine was a little more in depth.
Yeah. Well, as it would be whenever you give yourself your own reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you seem to be able to connect those thoughts and that train more.
Well, you know who I am in the metaphysical world, so.
Oh, right. Right. Of course.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Well, you guys are absolutely crazy.
You don't even know. So, like, where have you been? We need to kick it. You need to come to my hangout at my work for a minute. So, do we
where
have any callers that want to do a reading for Marita?
There's nobody that wants to talk right now.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to call in. We already got a bunch of our callers in. I mean, if I see you guys are still in the chat room, so go ahead and give us a call in. The number is there, 646-727-2870. If you would like another reading, Readings by Reba is now available, and you can get a little second opinion on where you should go and what is next to do. We do have another caller, area code 440-532 will put you through. Hello, caller, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fabulous.
Oh, my gosh, you would.
He's in that room with
us. You know who this bitch is.
I can only guess. Oh, you need to step away from each other and take me off speaker.
This is Shanae Shaniqua Shakira Jones, ho. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm famous.
Almost.
Yeah, so I'm sure everybody that's also listening probably knows who I am.
Yeah. They actually weren't too happy with your phone call.
Why?
Because I'm not sure why.
Whatever.
Well, what would you like to talk about this evening? Would you like a reading?
Yeah, I want a reading.
All right. Hang on here, I got to shuffle the cards for you. Maybe you'll be famous, chasing down till you know. Oh, almost dropped one. All right.
Now what I'm going to do is shuffle the cards for you. Would you like a day, a reading for the next 24 hours or the next few days?
For the next few days.
The next few days. All right. Now what I'm going to do is shuffling the cards. And I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number,
what's that mean? What's that mean?
Just count from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number, I will draw a card from you. And whenever you're ready, begin at number 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Beautiful. All right, now we're going to do the reveal.
Hey, I set it all in order.
You have the anchor, the star, the road, the stork, the tower, the sun, the fox, the bird, and the mouse. This is an interesting route. Now we're going, I see some sort of matters from the past, if you will.
Some matters of the past what?
Something about the past may be coming up predominantly recently in the next coming few days. Let's start at the first row. We have the anchor, the star, and the road. Now, the anchor suggests security, okay? And I think you're, right now, you're definitely secure with what you're doing and who you are being. It's next to the star, which is an absolutely beautiful positive card. It's a very, very positive card.
Well, look who you're drawing it for, shit.
It definitely suggests wishes coming true, and it's definitely just all around one of the best cards. The road is next to it, and the road indicates changes. And there's many, many, many changes in life. You just need to learn to flow with them. With these changes, it's going to stir up some kind of stagnant matters, some things that have been put on hold almost. And with these new changes, it's going to be pushed into motion. And I feel that, again, it's something from your past, but you're definitely being looked after. It's next to the tower, and the tower is next to the sun. And the sun is shining on all of your affairs. So definitely look out for these changes and notice what's happening. Now we have the last row, the fox, the bird, and the mouse. All animals and not so positive cards, but it just depends on what they're on.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody that is very sly, very cunning, somebody that almost seems to trick you. Okay? And it's that bird, which indicates gossip. It indicates fears and alarms. Those are definitely going to be predominant in the next few days. You'll notice them, that it'll just come to flourish. And it's almost going to be as if it's eating away at you, if not someone themselves. As the mouse suggests, it's a robber mouse, and it's going to be stealing something from you. It's going to be taking away from you. But don't worry. You need to realize that there's the complete reversal to that, and that whatever is taken away, something else is growing even stronger. So keep a look for that, and remember to just flow with the changes, and watch out for those cunning, gossipy people.
Gossipy people, Reba!
Wait, what? What about me?
I said you're gossipy.
Why?
Because I'm told to watch out for people like you.
Whatever.
Hey, that's your own.
Whatever.
Inference, if you will.
Whatever.
Well, how does that feel for you?
I guess all right.
You guess all right.
I mean, I guess all right. I don't know. I didn't think anything else to expect.
Well, make sure that you listen to the reading again, listen to it on archives, so that way you know if everything is turning out very well and nicely in the way it shows and the way the card shows, and then make sure you call in next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, hon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a good night.
I will. Bye.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in. Oh, hello, hello.
Hello.
I was actually...
Wow. Name's funny.
What?
Is that name funny?
Nay funny?
Yeah. Nay, shut off your phone.
Oh, nay. They said nay.
Oh, man.
So, how's life?
I'm just enjoying my cigarette.
I'm really thinking about lighting one up. I've really been thinking about quitting lately.
I'm not going to say that on the air, Tony.
Yeah, definitely not.
I don't want the cops coming after me.
Oh, my gosh. You boys are ridiculous. No, you girls are ridiculous.
You're ridonkulous. So you really missed it, Brandon. I look so cute on freaking Saturday. You missed it.
Aw, really?
I have a picture. I can send it to your cell phone as soon as I get off.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, what's with that?
So
you should come to Bounce. I don't have a ride. Oh, sucks to be you. Yeah, thanks.
I'd rather listen to my own.
You know you love me.
That made me feel so good on the inside.
I love you. You know it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what song did you perform to?
I didn't perform. I just went up there.
Oh.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wait. I
don't
get
you
it.
Got this song on here. Hell yeah. We're listening to Tina Turner.
I was.
Now
just,
we're listening to Cher.
Sure.
Now we're listening to Cher. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Oh, really? Well, speaking of music, I'm gonna have to put you on hold here, and we're gonna have to get to the song. So go ahead and stay on the line. All right, and we're gonna play a little song here. Again, I like to bring in the mood a little, if you will, and change the vibes that are going on. Now I've been, oh my gosh, constantly downloading new music recently in these past few days, and I found some old songs. And I was so excited to hear these things again. But what I want to play is something that I hope all of you know. And, yeah, let's talk about a party.
I hop on the plane at LAX with a dream of a cardigan. Welcome to the land of famous sex. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is I'm so crazy. Everybody's been so baby. Yeah, it's a party in the USA. Yeah, it's a party in the USA. It's in the fog in the taxi man. Everybody's looking at me now.
Like who's my face that's running?
I know.
So hard as my girls all around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. That's all I see after that. I guess I'm sure I got the man.
Oh, this is
helpful. The party turning in the beer got all empty. You're with the and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ got my favorite
gift. And the Britney song is on. And the Britney song is on. And the Britney song is on.
Of course, yeah. Up in her in the USA. That's what I was talking about. Whoa, there's more songs going on. Woo-hoo. So yeah, a little bit of Miley. I don't know. I'm pretty much Miley is an interesting character. We'll just leave it at that. So anyways, well, we don't have too many callers tonight, which that's quite all right with me because, I mean, I'll just talk and 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 talk. So what I want to do, I have developed something pretty, I think the word for it is astounding. Ew, that's good. Oh, that's what that's from. Okay. Now what I want to give to you is a little gift. Okay? So I hope you're ready for it. Now, just go ahead and follow along. If you have some sort of problem or any occurrence, hopefully you can take this tool and use it whenever you want. And again, do not forget, the show is archived, and you can repeat and listen to it anytime that you want. Download it on your iTunes and listen away. You have a problem? Take a moment to reflect upon yourself. Read reflection. Here we go. Reflection. Think about the word. Picture it in your mind. Reflection. Take your mind. Move it to another location. Sit deep, deep within your own thoughts. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Making you feel calm and relaxed, completely at ease, listening only to the sound of my voice. All other noises just make you listen more intently. Go ahead and focus. Picture this new location. It's a dark room. Completely dark. Pitch black. You can't tell the difference between having your eyes open or closed. Both are as dark as can be. It overwhelms you, numbing your body. You open your mouth to speak. Not one sound comes out. You find you are only able to convert oxygen to carbon dioxide. Your breathing gets deeper. You feel a wave of emotion flow all through your body, making your hair stand on end. It is a chilling, cold wave. You realize you are completely alone. There is no one by your side. No lover, no mother, no sister or brother. Just you, alone, in the dark. The chilling wave washes over your body again. Your pulse is starting to heat and rise. Your heart feels a rush of adrenaline. Rush
through your veins.
Rush
through your brain. The force is strong. You dare not to retaliate. The fear surrounds you, making your breath short and grim. The pressure encloses you in this dark room, creating an ever-growing fear that you feel in the very pit of your stomach. You feel something is terribly wrong. You've never felt so insecure. Everything is pushing down on you. You have no control. Learning this fact makes your heart beat faster. Your breath is still short and deep. Another cold wave. This time, the wave penetrates deep into your spine. No control. All alone. Just you in the dark. Have you lost your mind yet? Are you going crazy? Everything is hazy in the dark. You notice your breath, your beat, your body become one. The claustrophobic feelings still remain. Your brain turns on its memory. Recall the moment you felt the most pain. It hurts. More than anything. As you have felt this before. Now, it's worse. The dark room plays on that pain, intensifying the trauma, showing no mercy, making you hurt more than ever before. Your brain is losing sanity. As your head begins to reel with thoughts, many thoughts, flying through space and time. You have no control. This keeps you scared. Locked up in your own horrible feelings. You feel like you're in prison, waiting for someone with the key to set you free. The bars of the cell are made of fear. No love can be retraced. You find that in this dark room, that brings out your worst fears and feelings. You can reflect about your own self-image. You notice there is a thought, a constantly lingering fear, keeping you locked up in this horrible prison. Take careful note of this thought. What it is, and how it makes you feel. The dark prison intensifies the feeling. You are alone in the dark.
no control. You are scared. Your pulse starts to race. Your breath quickens. Your body feels so numb. Life isn't worth anything. In the dark, you notice a figure. It moves quickly toward you. You are petrified. What is the figure? Why would they want to hurt you? What have you done? The dark figure reaches toward you, grabs your hand, ice, drops something in it. You look down. The figure is gone. You look in your hand to find a key. Could this be your way out? You push the key in the lock. The key starts shining, glowing with such brilliance as it resembles the sun. The bars of fear are screaming. They want you to stay, to live in this horrible pit forever. The cold waves are relentless. You just can't take it. The pain hurts so bad. You notice the powerful key again. It has something written on its side. You turn the key to read it as you unlock the bars of fear. Reflect. Your answer is now clear and free. The key's beautiful light permeates through all of the darkness. You find yourself in light, love, and bliss. Reflect upon your journey. Self-image answers clear. Now, take this moment and write down everything and anything. Anything you feel the writing utensil wants to create. Everything that must be known, shared, and remembered for others to see or for yourself. And future referral. Reflect.
Always change. New days are strange. It's a world of things. If love and peace are so strong, why are the people who love that don't belong? Nations drop the bomb. Chemical gas, filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on living in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the community, not respecting each other. Time that brother. A war's going on, but the reasons undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If we never know truth, then we never know love. But for love, yo, come on, I don't know what the truth, yo.
Got one world, guys. What are we going to do with it? I would hate to see if we kept going in the same path as usual. Histrionics repeats itself all over again. But you know what? That's why we're all here. Of course, it's not 5 o'clock. Again, that's why we're all here. We are here for a reason. We're here co-creating and making our own destinies. We get to choose what happens to this world. And hopefully, you all are choosing out of love, and choosing through your hearts, listening to your heart, as it's always calling for your attention. I hope that you all have a very, very wonderful evening, as this is certainly resonated very strongly with me. Again, I'm sending every single one of you guests, all three guests, Ian, Hawk, Eliazara, Kevin, Shanae, Tony, Tiffany, everybody, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude sent your way. As all of you are wonderful, beautiful people. You're all godlike, you're all divine, and you're here sharing life with me, which I am very grateful for. So again, I hope you all enjoyed this week's show, and I look forward to talking and catching up with everybody next Thursday night at 11 o'clock. Every Thursday night at 11, Thirsty Thursdays with your host, The Dream Teacher.
Much love and light.